Begin the Gemara in Masechtas Megillah Daf Chav Gimel. Begin on the top line of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which, as the title of the parak, opened up Hakari Oimed. We were talking about the halachas of Kriyas Megillah, which got us into the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah, and then talking about how many aliyahs we get on each time, a weekday, Yom Tovim, and so on. So the Mishnah told us that B'Yom Tov Chamisha, on Yom Tov there's five aliyahs, meaning five people are called up to the Torah, B'Yom Kippurim Shisha, V'chulu, on Yom Kippurim is six, and Shabbos is seven, etc. Says the Gemara, Masnitin Mani. Who's the town of our Mishnah? Lo Yubishmol, V'lo Yubikiva. We have a Braisa that has a Machlegis Hanoim, and our Mishnah is not like either one of them. The Tanya like Luna Braisa. The Braisa says, B'Yom Tov Chamisha, on Yom Tov there's five aliyahs, B'Yom Kippurim Shisha, and Kippurim there's six aliyahs, U'B'Shabbos Shiva, and Shabbos is seven aliyahs. So far that sounds like our Mishnah. But the first opinion says, Im Peichzmen Ve'imei Sivin Alein Devri Bishmol. You can't have less than that, that's the same as our Mishnah, but it also says you can't add to that. Not like our Mishnah, which said you could add on to the Aliyahs by Shabbos. That's the Ribishmol. Kivayim, he says, B'Yom Tov Chamisha, he says, Yom Tov this five, Ubi Yom Kippurim Shiva, this is not like our Mishnah, Yom Kippurim this seven Aliyahs, Ubi Shabbos Shisha, and Shabbos this six Aliyahs. Ein Peches Men, you can't do less than that. Av Masivin Lim, but you could add on that, which is like our Mishnah. Says the Gemara Mani, who's the town of our Mishnah, Ir Bishmol, if it's like a Bishmol, who was the first opinion that we said that the numbers are the right, 5, 6, 7 match up with that of our Mishnah, but Kasher Tesefes, we have a difficulty regarding adding on Aliyahs. Our Mishnah says you could, and he says you can't. And Ir Bikiva, who's the second opinion, Kasher Shisha B'Shiva, although he says the same as our Mishnah, that you can't make less, but you can make more, but then the numbers are difficult, because 6 Aliyahs for Yom Kippur and 7 for Shabbos, and he says, no, 6 for Shabbos and 7 for Yom Kippur. So Meravi says, you're right, Tana de Rebbe Shmuel, it's a different braisa in the opinion of Yeshiva Rebbe Shmuel. The Tana Rebbe Shmuel, like learned the braisa of Yeshiva Rebbe Shmuel, B'Yom Tov Chamisha, B'Yom Kippur Meshisha, B'Shabbos Shiva, Ein Peichzmen Av Masivin Alein de Rebbe Shmuel. Exactly like our Mishnah, 5 for Yom Tov, 6 for Yom Kippur, 7 for Shabbos, you can't have less than that, but you could have more than that. So it's more okay, but Kash Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Shmuel. We just quoted Yom Kippur before, saying 6 is Shabbos, 7 Yom Kippurim, and here we have a braisa saying like our Mishnah, which is the opposite. So it's the Gemara, Trei Tanai, Lev Yom Kippur, he writes, Machlekes Tanaim, according to the opinion of Yom Kippur, what is it exactly that he held? Our Mishnah is like that second opinion. Says the Gemara, Man Tanu HaDetanya, based on what we just said, who is the Tana of the following braisa? And we learned that it says, B'Yom Tiv Ma'achrin Lava, in Yom Tiv, in the morning, people delay coming to Shul, because people have to prepare the Suda of Yom Tov, as it's brought in the Masechta Seferim, where on Yom Tov you're allowed to prepare the food, you're allowed to do Melach of Eichel Nefesh. So people come late to Shul, U'mamarim Lotzis, and also quick to leave, because of Simchas Yom Tov, rejoicing on the Yom Tov festivities. B'Yom Kippurim, Memarim Lov, and Yom Kippurim, they're early to come, because there's no preparation of food, no one's eating anything. U'mamarim Lotzis, and also late to leave. They're not running anywhere for Simchas Yom Tov. U'b'Shabbos Memarim Lov, and Shabbos, they're quick to come, because everything was already prepared from before Shabbos. You're not allowed to prepare do malach of eichel nefesh on Shabbos, and therefore it's better to come earlier to shul so you could say Shema kevasikin as early as possible when it is by the time of netzachama. Umemaron lotzes, but they're quick to leave because of einik Shabbos, because of the sudas eating on Shabbos. But one thing says the Gemara, Lema Rebbe Kiva, shall we say that this price that says that Ma'achron Lotzes B'Yom Kippurim, that they're late to leave in Shul and Yom Kippurim, is like Rebbe Kiva. The Isle Gavri Yaseri, he holds that Yom Kippurim has the most aliyahs. It holds an extra person. Shabbos, yeah, they don't leave so late because they only have six people to get an aliyah. And Yom Kippurim, Ma'achron Lotzes, why? Because, like Rebbe Kiva, because he holds that that has the most aliyahs, has seven aliyahs. Says the Gemara, Nafel Tim Rebbe Shmuel, Kippurim say the price like Rebbe Shmuel. That Yom Kippurim has actually less aliyahs than Shabbos. So why would they be leaving earlier on Shabbos than Yom Kippurim? It's a different reason. The Nafesh Shidur, the Yemen, because the Siddur has a lot on that day, meaning the organization of the Tfilas in Yom Kippurim are very long, and therefore obviously the davening is going to be later, not necessarily because the aliyahs are more Yom Kippurim than the Shabbos. Now Gemara goes back to summarize that which we mentioned in the Halacha of our Mishnah regarding how many aliyahs are in each individual times. So the Gemara says, Hani Shleisha, this day on a regular weekday, and the Shabbos B'Mincha, there's three aliyahs. Chamisha on Yom Tov, there's five aliyahs. The Shiva and Shabbos, that there's seven aliyahs. Connected me, who does that correlate to? Why do we have this interesting number of 3, 5, and 7? So Pligi Bar Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, V'chadi Imi, and someone that was with him disagreed with him. Umane, who's that? The Reb Shimon Ben Pazi. V'amala, some say it was actually said in the reverse, which the more distinguished one has mentioned my name, Reb Shimon Ben Pazi, V'chadi Imi, Umane, and that was Reb Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni. Same thing, just who was the one that was the one that was primary, and there was one that was him disagreeing. Some say actually it wasn't Reb Yitzchak ben Nachmani, it was Reb Shmuel ben Nachmani, which is Chadam, but one of them says, Keneged Birchas Kehanim. It correlates to the Birchas Kehanim, the blessing that the Kehanim give, where there's three words, Yivrech Hashem Yishmerech in the first Pasuk, there's five words in the second Pasuk, and there's seven words in the third Pasuk. So 3, 5, and 7 of the Aliyahs of a weekday in Yom Tov and Shabbos correlate to those groups of three. Chadam one says, it's Keneged, it correlates to Shleishe Shemi Hasaf, three that are the guards by the threshold, the five that are from those who see the face of the king, and Shivaroi Pnei HaMelech, and there's seven that see the face of the king, which, as Rashi brings from the Pasuk of Megillas Esther, that says there were Shiva Sorei Paras Amadei, there were seven princes, noblemen of Persia and Media, where they're from the Raya Pnei, they're the Raya Pnei HaMelech, and from that there's five that are Chashuv, so they're from the Raya Pnei HaMelech, as it says in the end of Sefer Melachim, that there's such a concept of these five, and then there's three who watch the threshold, as we find at the end of Sefer Melachim, that there's this three guards. So correlating in the way of like nobility, that there we find this idea of 3 and 5 and 7 regarding those who are close to the king. So correlating, that's how we made the aliyahs close to our king, our Tyra, which 3 for the weekday, 5 for Yom Tov, and 7 for Shabbos. Similarly, Taner of Yisav, Yisav Torah Braisa, Gimel Chamisha V'Shiva, this that we have aliyahs, 3 aliyahs, 5 aliyahs, and 7 aliyahs, correlates to Shleisha Shem Yasaf, the three guards by the threshold, Chamisha Merei Pnei Melech, 5 from those who see the face of the king, that are the more chashav of the 5, and Shivarei Pnei Melech, and the 7 that see the face of the king, that's 3, 5, and 7. Now, when Rav Yisav taught his Braisa, Amalei Abayis, Abayi, his student, said to him, Ade Idna, my time will parsh lemar. Up until now, why didn't the master ever tell us this? This is a very important piece of information. So Amalei said to him, Lo have you done it? It's richesli. I didn't know that you needed it. Did you ever ask me something that I didn't tell you? You didn't ask me, so therefore I didn't tell you. Now, Amalei Yaakov Minol Rav Yehuda says, And Hani Shishudim Kippurim Keneged Me. We were saying only for weekday, Yom Tov, and Shabbos. What's with the 6 aliyahs that are on Yom Kippurim? What does that correlate to? So Amalei says, Keneged Shisha Sha'amdu Bimina Shal Ezra, Bishisha Mismel. That correlates to the 6 that were standing on the right of Ezra HaSefer, and 6 that were on his left. Shnemak says the pasuk in Nehemiah. It says V'yamid Ezra Seif al Migdal Eitz, that Ezra the scribe stood up on a tower of wood, Asha Asla Dov, which they made specially for this occasion. V'yamid Etzlay and stood next to him Matisya V'shema V'anoya V'oriya V'chilkiya U'maseya al Yamina. See, it's 6 on his right. U'mismali from his left was Pedoya U'mishoel U'malchia V'choshem V'chashvadono Zecharia Meshulam. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Hanu Shiva, that was 7. So the Gemara, no, Hanu Zechariah, Hanu Meshulam, the last 2 was really one person. By my car, Meshulam, why was he called Meshulam? Did Mishalem Ba'ivadeh, because he was Tamim B'maisav, he was complete in his actions, so therefore they called him Meshulam, but there was 6, and that's what the 6 in Yom Kippurim correlate to that of Ezra Sefer, the 6 on his right and the 6 on his left. Now, Tanabam Lent and Braisa, continue on these halachas. Hakal Eilin Laminyan Shiva. This is what we said, the 7 aliyahs on Shabbos. Anyone could get an aliyah. Vafil a cotton, even a minor. Vafil a isha, even a woman. Aval am chacham, but the sages said, isha li tikar b'tara. The woman should not read from the Torah. And they covet Sibba because of the dignity of the public. Therefore, she doesn't get an aliyah. Now, by the way, the following question. Mafter, the one who gets the last aliyah, which is the one who's ending off, potter, mafter, to that then read from the sefer of the Navi, which is the Haftarah. Mao shiyat l'minyan shiva. Is that aliyah counted towards the 7 aliyahs we said that we're supposed to have on Shabbos? So we have machlikas of Huna Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba. Chadam oila, v'chadam oila, ena oila. One says it will count to the 7. One says it will not count. So the Gemara explains. Mandama oila d'akari, the one who says it counts to the 7 because he's reading from the Torah. So that will count as the 7th aliyah. Mandama ena oila k'du'ula, the one who says it's not going to count is like ula, because Amar Uli says memnei maha mafter benavi. Why is it that the one who ends off the kriyas haTorah by reading from the sefer of the Navi, that what we call the haftarah? That he has to read from the Torah first, which we call the Mafter. Why does he read from the Torah? And they covet Torah, because the dignity of the Torah, meaning we don't want that the dignity of reading from the Torah should be the same as the dignity of reading from the Navi. We want to show that it's not the same thing, okay, you have all the aliyahs, and then, okay, he's going to read from the Navi, as if Navi is on equal par. No, if you're going to read from the Navi, you have to first read from the Torah to show that you're only like secondary, it's subsidiary of reading of the Torah. Now, says the Gemara Vekivin, the Mishum Kavod Torah, who, since the whole reason why you're getting the aliyah of the Mafter is only because of the cover of the Torah, it's not because of an obligation of taking part in the Kriyas HaTorah, So it's therefore it's not part of the counting of that. So le minyan, le salik, it can't count towards the number of the seven because you're not reading it for the obligations that create the Torah. The whole purpose is so that it shouldn't seem like Navi is an equal part of the Torah. So before you read from Navi, read from the Torah. So therefore it can't count towards the seven. And therefore there's Shvi, and then there's going to be Mafter. However, Mesa with the Gemara is from the following Brisa. It says, a Mafter b'Navi, someone who reads from the Navi, La'yifchis me'esav echad psukim, so he should not read less than 21 psukim from the Sefer of the Navi, k'neged shiva shakar b'Torah, correlating to the seven people who got an aliyah from the Torah. And that was what the institution of reading for the Navi was. They couldn't read from the Torah, and the same amount of psukim that had to be from the seven people who got an aliyah, where an aliyah cannot be less than three psukim, 3 times 7 is 21. So you have to have at least 20 psukim that you're reading from the Sefer Navi correlating to the 7 aliyahs from the Torah. Says the Gemara, if it's true like the one who says that the Mafter's aliyah does not count from the number 7, so it comes out that actually it's not only 7 people getting aliyah, the Shvi, and then there's Mafter, there's the 8th person getting aliyah. So Esr Marba Havian. So it comes out that there's actually 24 psukim, so you should require 24 psukim from the Navi, not just 21. So the Gemara, no. Even the Mishum Kavat Torah, since the whole Aliyah of the Mafter was not because of the obligation of those getting Aliyah for the Torah. It's only like we said for the covet of the Torah that it shouldn't be seem like it's on par with that of the Navi. Says so continue to Medbeis, connect the Namid Lebai. So you don't need to correlate 3 psukim in the Navi correlating to that of the Mafter, where because it's not part of that of the Kriyas HaTorah again. It's only as a institution for the Navi. So therefore you only have to have 21 psukim and not 24. But Maskev Rava, Rava asked on the halacha of the Brisa that we just brought that says you have to have at least 21 psukim from the Navi. The Harei Oiloi Seichem Sefu. You have the parasha, you have the haftarah of Parsha Tzav, which is in Sefer Yirmiyah. The Loi Havin Esn Mechad. The Karina, it is not 21 psukim. It's only actually 17, and we read it as the haftarah. Says the Gemara Shani Hasan the Salik Inyana. There it's different because the topic ends. You're right. If it doesn't end, you need 21 psukim. But if it ends, then even less than 21 is going to be valid, as long as it relates to the inyan of the parsha that's read. Says Gemara, what? V'heicha d'lei salik inyan eloi, but if the parsha doesn't end, then it's not enough less than 21? But v'amr of Shmuel bar Abba, he said, zimnen tzagin have a ki'imni kamid Rabbi Yechanan. He says, many times I was in front of Rabbi Yechanan. V'chav v'karina nasar psukim, when we read 10 psukim from the Navi, amr lo nafsiku, he says, stop. So you see, you don't need to have 21. He stopped us after 10. Says Gemara, no mokum shesh togum and shani. A place where there is a translator, where they would translate in Talmudic times into Aramaic, that's different. The Tanur of Tachlifa Bar Shmuel, he says, Lo Yishan Rin learned that you need to have 20 psukim from the Navi, El B'makam Shein Torgumen, only if there's no translator. But B'makam Shein Torgumen, place of when there's a translator, and you can stop even earlier because of what's called Tircha Litzibura. You're not supposed to make it too much cumbersome on the public, and it's not just the reading, because you're reading and you're translating, so then even less than that, even like he said, after 10 psukim, he stopped us, and then you don't have to have 21. Continuing the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of Kriyas HaTorah, which then there's other halachas related to the same idea of what's the obligation of Kriyas HaTorah of a minyan. So two other ideas have the same thing. So the first halacha that the Mishnah opens up with is regarding a minyan of people, 10 people that come to shul after the tzibur already read Shema. So one person gets up, but those 10 people didn't hear from the tzibur the baruch hu. So one of those people from the 10 that came now after the tzibur already said Shema, he comes and he says, Kaddish, Baruch Hu, the first bracha, and then the first bracha of the Birchas Kriyas Shema, which is the bracha of Yetzim Iris. Now, on that halacha says the Mishnah, in person al Shema. Person means like a pras, a half of a something. So we don't split the Shema, which means to say this idea of only saying Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and the first bracha, Birchas Kriyas Shema, not the second bracha, which is an institution that they had that if this minyan came late after the Tzibur already said Shema, you can't do this. I mean, you could do this, but there's a prerequisite. You can't do that. And Ve'in Oven Lefnei HaTeva, you can't have someone go daven for the Amid in front of the Teva, which means the Shlech Tzibur, to daven for the Tzibur, which has a whole procedure to it. Ve'in Nois Neskapeim, and neither do the Kanam do Nesiz Kapan, what's called Birchas Kohenim. Ve'in Karim B'Torah, neither do we read from the Torah B'Tzibur in public. And we neither could we read the Haftarah from the Navi. You can't do for a dead person standing and sitting, which is a procedure that when they would take the dead person to bury him, so they stop 7 times to cry over the person who passed away. And at that time, whoever wants to eulogize could eulogize as a brisa teaching by becoming the Vekof HaMabez, that you don't do less than 7 Mamadus and Meshavis Lameis, what's called. What does it mean, Mamadus and Meshavis? Like they say, Imdu Yukur Mamadu, as the Gemara is going to quote. Stop honorable ones stop. Sit, honorable ones sit. I mean, you stop seven times along the way. It's called Maimer Maishim, stopping and sitting. That procedure, you cannot do that either. And Ve'ein Emer Birchas Aveilim, you cannot say the blessing of the mourners, which the Gemara is going to explain, what is that? And Ve'tanchumei Aveilim, and the consoling of the mourners, which is when they would come back from the burying, so the people stand in a row, and the mourners pass through, and then they console the mourner, Hamakim Minachem. So that row, as the Gemara teaches in Sanhedrin of Yotzei Min Alef, which is what our Mishnah is teaching, cannot be less than 10 people. And Ubriches Chasanim, the bracha we make for the groom, which is what we know as Sheva brachas, Ve'imazamni B'Shem, and neither do we make a Birchas HaZimun of Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to Nevarech, which is to do Nevarech L'Lekenu. You don't do any of these things we just mentioned, Pachas Masar, if there's less than 10 people. What we call as a minion, a quorum, you have to have 10 people to do all these halachas that we mentioned. Which one of them is we're going to create a Torah, a continuation of the previous Mishnah. Now, Ubekarkais, regarding land of Hektish, which someone wants to redeem, he has to have 10 people, but the other 10 people are Tisha B'Kain. You could have 9 regular people, but one of them has to be, the 10th one has to be a Kain. And the Adam Kiyetim, and similarly a person the same way, if a person wants to redeem himself from Hektish, which we're going to explain what does that mean, a person doesn't become Hektish, but if a person wants to redeem himself, he has to also have 10 people. Says Gemara Menon Mila, where do we know all these halachas from our Mishnah that we need to what's called have a minion? So Rabbi Chibar Abba Amar B'Yechin, this is because the post says of Yikra, v'nikdash tu b'seich b'nei Yisrael, Hashem says, I will be sanctified amongst in the midst of the Jewish people. What that means to say is, kaldav ha-shebekdusha, lo yeh pachas masar, whatever is something of sanctity, which all these things are, Kriyas HaTorah, Shleich Tzibur, all these things are devar m'shebekdusha, you can't have less than 10 people. Says Gemara, my mashma, what do you see from this pasuk about 10 people? Yeah, we see that the v'nikdash tu is b'seich b'nei Yisrael, but what do you see that's 10? The turn of Bechia, because as Rebbe Chiya taught in the Brisa, Asi Teich Teich, then Gzeirah Shav, the word Teich. Ksev Hachat says over in the pasuk, V'nikdashti B'seich B'nei Yisrael, I will be sanctified in the midst of the Jewish people. Now, Ksev Hasam, it says over there in pasuk in Bamidbar regarding the Das Kairach, to stay away from the people of Kairach, He Badlu Miteich Eidu, stay away from amongst the midst of the assembly. So it says over there Miteich, but it also says the word Eid over there. Now, Va'asi Eidu Eidu, then Gzeirah Shav, from elsewhere they'd use the word Eidu. The Chesev Hasam says over there in Pasuk in Bamidbar regarding the Meraglim, the spies who entered Israel and give the bad report. It says, Admasa le'id ha'razes, until when will we have this bad assembly? Now, Ma'alahal Nasar, just like over there by the Meraglim, they were referring to 10 people because Yeshua and Kol were not part of that. There was 12, but Yeshua and Kol were not part of it. There's 10. Afkanasar, Soto over here by Karach, when they use the same word of Eidu, it also means 10. And over here by Drum Shabakdusha, where it says Teich, and by Kerach it says Teich, teaches also that referring to 10 people, and that's where we know that Drum Shabakdusha cannot have less than 10 people. Additionally, the Mishnah continued, something that's not Drum Shabakdusha, meaning personal Shema, Ovim Lefnei Ateva, Nesis Kapayim, Kriyas HaTorah, Maftim Benavi, those are all Drum Shabakdusha. But then the next item in the Mishnah, Vein Noisin, Maimon Moshe, Pachas Masar, you don't do this thing of stopping and sitting by on the way to burying a dead person less than 10 people. Why is that? Says Zimor, because Kivin de Bailamim, since they have to say when they're doing the stopping, Indu Yukarma Maidu, stand honorable on stand, Shavu Yukarma Shavu, sit honorable on sit, meaning as they're going and coming. So, Bitsir Masar Lavar Chara. So, less than 10 people, it's not appropriate to do that, to make the one in charge have to go ahead and give such honor if it's less than 10 people, because then what did you leave for, what's it going to do for many people? If he's using such honorable terminology, it has to be at least a minimum of 10 people. And we said that we don't say the bracha of the mourners and the blessing of the grooms less than 10 people. Says you want my brachas aveilim. What's the blessing of the mourners? And so it's birchas rechava. It's the blessing in the street, which that was the custom to eat that first suda called the suda savara. That blessing in that suda can't have less than 10 people. The Amr Yitzchak Amr Yechon, and as he says, the Birchas Aveilim Masar, the blessing of the mourners with 10 people, the In Aveilim and the Minyan, and the mourners themselves are not part of that quorum of 10 people. Now the reason for that is because the blessings that are said there at that meal, there's a blessing that's separately for those who are consoling the mourners, where the one who sees the consoler says, our brothers, let the one, meaning referring to Hashem, who pay you back for all the good that you're doing, Barchat Hashem Eshalom Hagmul, who pays back when someone does chesed. And to the mourners, the person gives a separate bracha. Achenu, our brothers, let the one who consoles console you, Barcha Hashem Menachem Aveilim, who consoles the mourners, and it doesn't include them together. So therefore, there has to be the separate, you can't have the mourners as part of the quorum, because the 10 people that are consoling are not part of that, of the mourners. So the mourners themselves are not part of that blessing. Whereas Birchas Chasan Basar, as we said in the Mishnah, the bracha of Sheva Brachas, also requires 10 people, but the chasanim and the minyan, but the grooms could be part of that count of the 10. So again, that was the two different things we mentioned regarding the avelim. We said tantchumi avelim, which is the shura that they make hamakam in achim, and then there's the birchas avelim, which is in the street, at least in Talmudic times, where they would have the first suda, which would make a separate bracha for the avelim and for the menachim, where again, the avelim themselves are not part of that quorum for having 10 people. Now, the Mishnah said, ve'im mezamnin al-mazn b'shem pachas ma'asara. You can't have zimun with Hashem's name of Elikenu less than 10 people, says the Gemara, because kimin debay lemeim nevarach l'Elikenu, since when there's a minion. You want to say, let's make a bracha to our God, l'Elikenu. So, b'tzir ma'asara l'avarachar, it's not appropriate to say Elikenu less than 10 people. So, to the Mishnah said, v'hakar kais, if someone wants to redeem karka, land from Hekdesh, tishav kain, he has to have 10 people, where at least one of the 10 has to be a kain. And v'ad m'kaitzman, same thing as redeeming a person. So the Gemara says, "Minan mili, where do we know this from?" So Amash Shmuley says, "Asar kahan ksuvim beparsha." It says 10 times kahanim in the parshas of Hekdeshes, where 3 by the parsha of Erechin, 3 by when it talks about animal, and 4 when it talks about land. So since that's as a sum total of 10, so you need to have 10 people regarding the redemption of an item from Hekdesh. Now, chad lekufei, the ultimate truth is, so it says 10 times redeeming, which is redeeming Hekdesh, Karka from Hekdesh, says 10 times the word kayim. So you need 10 people. Now, chalagufe, one time you need to have a kayim. When it says, okay, the first time you read the word kayim. So that's obviously the 10 people, meaning the first time, it has to be a kayim. Now, v'idach, havamit achamit. But then every other time that it continues saying a kayim, a kayim, a kayim, a kayim, where it says 10 times, it's the first time it says kayim, it's a miyot, saying only a kayim, not any regular Yisrael. But then when it says a second time kain, it's what's called a mir achamir. It's diminishing a Yisrael. And again, the second time it's diminishing. Now, ve'ein mir achamir el rabbis, when you do a negative of a negative, it's actually a positive. When you're excluding and excluding, so you're actually coming to include. So therefore you end up, tish Yisrael machad kain. So you actually, the first time when it says kain, okay, that's excluding Yisrael. But then when you say the second time, again a kain, so it's excluding and excluding, so it's actually including Yisrael. So every time it keeps on excluding, it actually keeps on including. So the first time is a kain, but every other time, the rest of the 9 times could be Yisrael. To which the Gemara actually asks, but ve'im chamisha kahanim v'chamisha Yisraelim, actually the total should be that you should require 5 kahanim and 5 Yisraelim, because as Rashi explains, since you're saying the reason is because of mir achar mir, so the third one is not a mir achar mir. In other words, since you're expounding the second time it says the word kain as the mir achar mir, because first time already said it has to be a kain. Second time again, you're saying a kain is actually coming to include Yisrael. So then, when it says the third time a kain, that's actually coming to say that no, this cannot be Yisrael. It's saying it has to be a kain and not Yisrael. So to by number 5 and number 7 and number 9, because once you said the second one is Yisrael, you need the third one to be a real valid meat when it says kain to actually exclude that no, it cannot be a Yisrael. And then okay, the next one is a mir achamit, including Yisrael, and so on and so forth. So every other one is actually a mir, not a rebirth. It's actually come out to be 5 kahanim and 5 Yisraelim. Says Gemara Kasha, that definitely is a question. Why is it that the way we're interpreting is mir achamit, every single one like that, to say that you only need 1 kain and 9 Yisrael? The Mishnah said, v'adam ki'itzaben. And the person is the same thing, which the Gemara says, adam mikadosh. Could a person himself be sanctified that he should have to redeem himself in front of 10 people? So before he says, yes, but the person himself is not sanctified, but when he says, my monetary value is incumbent upon me to go to Hekdesh. The time like Linda Brysa. If someone says, my monetary value is incumbent upon me to give to Hekdesh, so we evaluate him as if he was a slave. Now, ve'evet iskish lekarkais, and a slave is compared in the psukim to land. So like says the pasuk in Yikra, v'snachatam oisim dovnechem acharechem, you shall bequeath them to your sons after you, referring to the evet kanani, l'reshes achuz, as inheritance of an ancestry. So it says achuza, just like when it says regarding land, so therefore it's come to tell us that just like by a karka of Hekdesh, which is itself actually sanctified, you need to have 1 kain and 9 Yisraelim, so to the person himself, although he doesn't have that physical sanctity, but he's sold like a slave, and the slave is compared to karka, so therefore he also has to redeem from Hekdesh regarding Hoymet Me'elai with 1 kain and 9 Yisraelim.